Dharma Talks by Mogik Sayadaw. The 16th of March 1959, the 20th of December 1960, the 21st of November 1961. Remorse, Worry and Dying. T1. Sayadaw reminds his disciples not to be caught up by remorse and worry, kakaka, because they come in and disturb the practice. In one's life, everyone done something wrong is quite normal and can't stop anyone for realization. Only the five heavy kammas and niyata michadati can stop anyone for realization. If kakaka comes, observe their anicca. Listening Dharma talks are important, so that can correct mistakes. Kakaka and doubt come, observe them and keep with the meditation. The causes of them are the 10 wholesome and unwholesome dharmas. The 10 wholesome dharmas are: 1. To avoid the destruction of lives, be anxious for the welfare of all lives. 2. To avoid taking what belong to others. 3. To avoid sexual misconduct. 4. To avoid lying, knowingly speaking a lie for the sake of any advantage. 5. To avoid malicious speech, to unite the discordant, to encourage the united, and to utter speech that makes for harmony. 6. To avoid harsh language and speak gentle, courteous and agreeable words. 7. To avoid frivolous talk, to speak at the right time, in accordance with facts, what is useful, moderate and full of sense. 8. To be without covetousness. 9. To be free from ill will, thinking, these beings were free from hatred and ill will and would lead a happy life free from trouble. 10. To possess right view, such as that gifts and offerings are not fruitless and that they're a result of wholesome and unwholesome actions. Worry about good things that has not done yet and remorse from bad things that had already done. It's a kind of subtle dosa. In a family, mostly parents have kakaka. In the Buddha's teaching to King Ajatasattu, kakaka is like a slave who can't make any decision. Human beings have a lot of worries in their daily life. It creates unhappiness and a big hindrance for practice. So, it's very important to deal with them. They usually come at quiet times, such as sleeping times, practice times and near dying. The mind is in the past and future, and never in the present moment. Closing square bracket. Kakaka is a refined state of dosa. Maybe nobody believes this point. You should think carefully. This is a displeasing mind. Therefore, I have said a refined dosa. Another point is some people mistaken it as a wholesome mental state. Example, some people near death, thinking they had never done good things in their lives, wanting to see their grandsons or sons ordaining as novices. Most people think that these are wholesome mental states. They are dying with refined dosa. At that moment, don't think anything, staying with your meditation at the present moment. Dosa is harmful to both sides. Kakaka is only harmful to oneself. You are inviting worry at any time and at anywhere by thinking this and that, and this worry and that worry. But for the practice, you are looking for a place and for a time, giving many reasons for practice. T2. Sayadaw reminds strongly to disciples to treat regret and worry carefully during alive and near death. Never think about something bad from the past and to do something good for the future. The past is already gone and no use to think about, but only to contemplate not to do the same mistake again and not for remorse. Nearly everyone in our life had done something wrong before. Worry for the future also useless, because future is unknown. If you want to do something good, just do it. Remorse and worry are usually come during practice and dying moment, not other times. So, be very carefully to deal with them, especially during dying moments. Don't let anyone, even family members, to disturb the dying person. Let him die peacefully by himself. But if possible, ask an able or skillful person to help support the dying person for good rebirth. There were many stories on this subject. The Buddha also taught many things about how to die. Most important is has a peaceful environment to help the dying person. Closing square bracket. Kakaka means doing the disgusting things. It's also a kind of sorrow phenomena. Remorse and worry, both of them is soka, sorrow. Whatever unwholesome kammas you had committed, which were not the five heavy kammas, do not need to worry about it. Just do the inside meditation, it will be eradicated. Whatever unwholesome actions had done before, never think about it. In the same way, don't think about wholesome things not doing yet. If you want to do, just go and do it. These are refined dosa. No good for thinking about it. Sayadaw mentioned the story of a monk in the Buddha Kassapa's Sasana. Near the time of his death, Kakuka came in and he died. He reborn as a Naga serpent. From the plains of misery to come up as a human being is not so easy. Therefore, with many difficulties to get this life, should not waste times with family and business matters. Near death with Kakuka become the Asana Kama, dying moment Kama. This Kama is the closet to the next life. Sayadaw reminds disciples the importance of near death. The people near the dying person should be very careful, not to disturb the dying person. We may accompany with dying person simply by contemplation of the impermanent nature of Dukkha Vedana. Sometimes the dying person takes a longer time to pass away, because his, her kammas are making arrangement that it takes longer time. From now on we must make preparation and protection for near death. T3. Kakuka is remorse and worry, a kind of sorrow. Adaka and Kakuka are together, because if one of them arises the other also follows. Remorse and worry are more important than restlessness. Whether you are practicing or not, never think about them. I haven't done wholesome things yet, or my works are not finished yet. Don't think about it. Let it go. The mind is restless, so it appears. If not, they don't arise. The mind not want to stay on an object is adaka. Both of them arise in everyone. It comes in near death as an asana kama. Kamas appear to the mind near death. Sayadaw told the story of Queen Malika. Dharmapada Atthakatha, 11. Jaravago, 6. Malikadevavathu. It's the kama of near death and rebirth. Even though people had done a lot of wholesome, it's a dangerous one. During dying, don't think anything, just contemplate impermanence. For this point, Sayadaw gave the story of Ven. Faguna as an example. It's like someone in drowning. This person near drowning will use all his energy in swimming. It's the same, a dying person contemplate impermanence will put all his efforts for contemplation. Now, you are sitting in meditation, and getting up and going here and there. At near death only has the practice for rely on, so you put full effort in it. And then can become a sotapanna to arahant. Faguna became an anagaman. An. 6. 56 halves. Fagunasuttam. Sayadaw talked about the three ways of dying. The old cows close to the entrance of the cowshed are like the dying moment of remorse and worry. In the morning open the entrance door, they go out first. These things happen because people don't have a good teacher to teach them and no practice. If you contemplate impermanence very often, it becomes habitual kama, asanaka kama, and near death continuing the practice, it becomes asana kama. At dying, this impermanent knowledge will give you a very good result. Instead of unwholesome asana kama, develop the wholesome asana kama by practice before death. It's a very important matter that I had told you yesterday and today again. He told a story of an old aged novice in Ceylon, how to correct his mind state near death by his son, a monk. Therefore, it's important to have a good teacher or friend at dying. He told another story of Ven. Tissa, who attached to his new robes at the time of death. The rust corrodes the iron. In the same way, wealth and power drag a person who has craving and attachment to the plains of misery. These were the words of the Buddha on this story, Dharmapada Atthakatha, 18. Malavago, 3. Tasatharavathu, a foolish man has wealth is in danger. And without it is better. It's like bitten by one's own snake. An old thing becomes a new one and torturing you again, the danger of Kakuka. Everyone had made mistakes in his life. Never rethink about it. If you want to think, just think about what happened to my present candor. If not, the old thing becomes a new one and torture you. This comes from rethinking what should not be thought. If they arise, contemplate their impermanence. It's anicca and the contemplative mind is magga. It becomes vipassana and at the dying moment a good change. If you don't know how to die, it will lead you to the plains of misery. If you know how to die, it will lead you to the plains of pleasure and nibbana. You can change your asana kamma. Don't doubt about it. Action mind changes into knowledge mind, kamma into panna, by practice. Teaching how to die is more important than how to live, because dying is close to next rebirth. A physical object appears in the mind. Mind and body are not going to the other side. The mind is inclining towards an object, explained the rebirth process. Sometimes you are complaining that the mind is running away from you. This is your justification. It is difficult to arrest the mind. The mind doesn't run away anywhere. It appears at the heart base. Don't contemplate at the place of inclined object. Contemplate at the arising place, heart base. If you think the mind is running away, then it is sasata ditthi, permanent wrong view. It is the same as the soul is going out. Living beings believe in the soul is a very strong and deep-rooted view than any other wrong views. Therefore, even some Buddhists invented a Buddhist soul theory or doctrine by themselves. Dharma Talks by Mogik Sayadaw, the 20th of March 1959. Investigation and wrong views. Without the help of the Buddha and teachers, i.e., Buddhists, and investigated about the world created wrong views, outside the teachings of the Buddha. These wrong views became knowledge. Later, human beings lived without investigation and checking these wrong views, and then followed them wrongly. The Buddha declared that his teachings did not hear from others, but from his own practice and direct experience, and then taught to others. There are eight causes for wrong views. Therefore, in this life you are the supporter of the triple gems, i.e., Buddha, Dharma and Sangha, and don't be satisfied only with it. You could be fallen into the hells at next life, perhaps be born as dogs, cows, chickens and pigs. In the human world, parents and teachers teaching to us are wrong views. Traditions and cultures are also wrong views. These things are only concern with human beings. Even in this human plane, the chances to have right view is very little. No need to talk about other planes. Believe in the law of kamma, kammasakata samadhi, also can't dispel wrong views. Wrong views connect with the self. In the five kinds of right views, it's only the first one. Therefore, I have to tell you to observe the khandhas. Also, it's very rare for someone to observe or contemplate the khandhas. Only the vipassana yogi investigates them. According to the Buddha, he used his knowledge and found out that in all the unwholesome dharmas, there were no dharmas had greater fault than wrong views. There are no unwholesome dharmas it can't do. It also depends on the khandhas. Don't take this lightly. If not, you can't come out from the round of existence. Do the practice quickly. Even the Bhaka Brahma took the khandhas as Nibbana, MN 49 Brahmani Mantanika Sutta. He said that his khandha was never old, sick and dead. Making prayers to beg for the khandhas is wrong view. Some people don't want to listen to the Sakka Dharmas. They are like dogs and not afraid the stones but to the sound. Not afraid the khandhas but to the sound of Dharma. Craving and wrong view are together. If you have the khandhas, you have wrong view. It is latent in the khandhas. Only noble beings are free from it. Don't know how to investigate developing wrong view. Knowing how to investigate develop the anatta nana, knowledge of not self, and leading to nibbana. In the world, human beings doing all the things are for the welfare of the khandhas. If khandhas develop, wrong views also develop. There is nothing more foolish than making prayers for the khandhas. These are going to the plains of misery. You will not get the khandhas only by knowing the noble truth. Dharma Talks by Mogik Sayadaw, the 23rd of March 1959. Perception and wrong view. Sanna is perception, making the perceptions of father, mother, etc. The reality of mind and body disappears and perceptions come in and taking him as real father and mother and relying on them. Don't know them as conventional truth by taking the perception as real and depending and relying on them. Because of wrong perception, it becomes wrong view. Most wrong views come from perceptions. Therefore, human beings are relying on impermanence, suffering and not self, birth, old age and death. Only by ending of the paramatta objects you can realize the objectless paramatta nibbana. There are two kinds of perceptions, right and wrong perceptions. Right perception becomes right view and wrong perception becomes wrong view. You must know the differences. From the perception of perversion or distortion, sanna vipalasa, come the knowing of perversion, citta vipalasa, and the view of perversion, ditthi vipalasa, respectively. Knowing the nature of the mind and body and their causes and effects processes is a kala sotapanna, and then free from one life to the plains of misery. Become a maha sotapanna by contemplation and abandoning wrong view and attachment to them, and then totally be free from the plains of misery, because he has no latent tendency of wrong view, dithenaseya. Every time perception arises by contemplation of impermanence and not become wrong view. After its arising and not contemplating and following by wrong view. As an example, seeing the sun, with the only perception of the sun not create a fault. But I have to rely on him, and then it's sticking with wrong view. Every time it comes, have to contemplate. If become a habit and it's not difficult. Difficulties come from no habitual practice. This is a very important point for yogis. Dharma Talks by Mogik Sayadaw, the 25th of January to 1st February 1959. 8 Causes of Wrong Views. Sayadaw gave 8 talks on the 8 causes of wrong views consecutively for 8 days. Here only translate the main points in these talks. The 8 causes are, 1. By investigation about the khandhas develop wrong views, 2. Ignorance, avidya, 3. Contact, phasa, 4. Perception, sanna, 5. Thinking, vitaka, 6. Unwise attention, ayonisumanashikara, 7. Association with people, 8. Listening to wrong teachings. Closing square bracket. 1. By investigation about the khandhas develop wrong views. We don't know about the nature of the khandhas, and only with the help of a Buddha, living beings can have right view. Before the Buddha appeared, human beings thought about their origins, and then they created a creator and developed wrong views. If beings have fixed wrong view, niyata micha ditthi, and never given up these views, and after death they suffer in hell. Even at the time the world system is destroyed by fire element, these hell beings have to move into another universe continue to suffer in hell. How can there be a creator God in the sky? Sky is a concept and never exist. Fixed wrong views are, ahituka ditthi, no cause view, akariya ditthi, no result view, and natika ditthi, no cause and effect view. After death have a fixed destination of rebirth, i.e., hells, so-called niyata micha ditthi, may be similar to the 5 heavy kamas. Without the help of the Buddha and teachers, investigation and thinking develop micha ditthi. For example, in other religions, the investigation is based on ignorance, avidya. Micha ditthi is more dangerous than the 5 heavy kamas. Even the world is destroyed, these hell beings are moved to another place to continue their suffering. 2. Avidya develop wrong view. In the Buddha's time there were 62 wrong views and all were based on identity view, sakkaya ditthi. Here ignorance, avidya, means not knowing the 4 noble truths. Sayadaw mentioned 2 knowledges, right and wrong, samanana and michanana. Samanana is the 4 noble truths, and michanana is worldly knowledge because it based on self-view, greed, hatred and delusion, e.g., knowledge create all human problems on Earth, various kinds of pollution including pollution of the mind. Closing square bracket. All worldly knowledge harmful to others is Michinana, except harmless. 3. Contact. Fasa develops wrong view. With the contact of the six sense doors and the six sense objects and six consciousness arise. From here we start take it as I see, I hear, I smell, etc. In this way wrong view develop. As a yogi, it's important to observe when contact happen. So fasa is one important factor to develop wrong view or insight. Closing square bracket. Wrong view and tana are together. After entering the steam dipthi is destroyed and one quarter of the tana also abandoned. The meanings of fasa have two, contact and meeting. 4. Sana develops wrong views. Pure perception does not develop wrong views, such as, just seeing, just hearing, etc. But with concept wrong views come in, e.g., I see a woman. 5. Thinking develops wrong views. Vitaka means thinking the sense objects. They develop wrong views while thinking without knowledge and thinking about the things should not be thought about. Things should not be think about are as an e.g., the world is finite or infinite. The 10 questions the Buddha never answered in his time. Thinking must go together with nana. Therefore two kinds of vitaka, nana must have vitaka. Of the two wisdom factors, Samma Ditthi, right view, is nana, and Samma Sankappa, right thought, is vitaka. Buddhists converted into other faiths are thinking without nana. Therefore, taking the wrong views as right views and converted to them. The wrong view of other faiths was coming from people who did not have the ability of knowledge to think and created doctrines. Kamma and Samatha also develop wrong views, e.g., celestial beings, Devata, and Brahmas. Only Vipassana cannot stick with wrong views. 6. Unwise attention or reflection develop wrong views. There is a sutta in the Anguttara Nikaya, X93 on views. Anathapindika, the householder responded to the wanderer's answers, was quite well known. He gave two causes for their wrong views. Ayonisamanasikara, inappropriate attention and listening to wrong teachings. Closing square bracket. Take impermanence, anicca, as permanence, nikka, suffering, dukkha, as happiness, sukha, not self, anatta, as self, atta, and loathsomeness, asubha, as beauty, subha. These are examples of unwise attentions. Making dana with the enrichment of vipassana will go up higher and higher and not fall down again. This point was emphasized by Sayadaw very often in his talks on dana and merits practices which most Buddhists making for the sake of wealth and good rebirths, i.e., unwise attention. After you go up because of sharp wisdom faculty will only continue to go up higher. With ordinary dana and samatha and after their power are finished will fall down again. 7. Association with people develops wrong views. For example, parents, friends, etc. Association with bad friends, papamitta, develop wrong views, and with good friends, kalyana mitta, develop right views. Here Sayadaw made the point bad friends are not necessary who had done bad things but referred to other faiths followers who have wrong views. Sayadaw again made an important point on a Christian or other faiths later became a Buddhist not because of his past karma if he was associated with a Buddhist. He said it was his present karma, i.e., associate with kalyana mitta. Wrong view is very far away from nibbana. But nibbana is closed to right view. Discern impermanence becomes right view. At the ending of impermanence nibbana exists. Between wrong view and nibbana their distance is immeasurable. See the story of Rohitasa Devata looking for nibbana in the cosmos. Therefore, the Buddha warned people the importance of destroyed wrong view was more important than your head was on fire and your chest was piercing with lances. Behind the meaning was a very important message. If your head and body were in burning with fire and piercing with lances, you would die only once, but if wrong views were not destroyed, your sufferings were never ending. 8. By listening to wrong teachings, develop wrong views. A Buddhist or someone listens or reads the Christian teaching and becomes a Christian. Actually, most Buddhists have wrong views. No need to mention other faiths, so easily to accept other teachings. If they really understand or know what is right or wrong views, it will not happen. So Buddhist monks have the duties to explain these things to them. Dharma Talks by Mogik Sayadaw, the 20th of March 1959. The duties of teacher and listener. A teacher of the Dharma can teach to the points for disenchantment to the khandhas with letting go and abandoning the khandhas is called Dharma teacher, Dharmakataka. He must teach his disciples whatever phenomena arising from their khandhas to the points of becoming disenchantment to them, letting go and ending of them. From the point of listeners, it should not only become just a good talk for listening, but with the desire for practice to end dukkha. From your part, if you can take one of the phenomena, four satipatthams, and practice become disenchantment, letting go and ending, then it's the right practice. If you are fulfilling these points, you will realize Nibbana in this life as mentioned by the Buddha in Samyutta Nikaya. Here the Buddha did not mention about paramis. Is it possible? Don't let this kind of doubt come in. When it comes in, and then becomes a hindrance for the path and fruit, magga and phala. Sayadaw gave an instruction for citta vipassana. Every mind arising and you know it and will find out that they are making a blip and die out all the times. Therefore, the Buddha was warning us looking for the deathless. If you found out all these deaths become disenchantment to them. Whatever is arising, pay attention and observe will discern all these deaths. From the six sense doors, each moment only one can appear. You are not disenchanting yourself because you don't see your own death yet. When you are in someone's funeral, and can talk about business matters and other things, because it's not your own death. Therefore, you must look at your own deaths. Seeing other people's funerals are not disenchantment and just afraid for dying. I had done my three duties, as mentioned in the beginning. From your part, practice according to the Dharma, Dhammanu Dhammapatipati. Dharma is the arising dharmas which are the object of contemplation. Anupatipati is contemplative knowledge which is practicing according to the Dharma. Dharma shows its impermanence and just knows impermanence. In this way become Dhammanu Dhammapatipati. Dharma Talks by Mogik Sayadaw, 17th to the 18th of March 1959. Knowledge and doubt. There are eight causes for doubt. Visakicca, to arise. 1. Doubt about the Buddha. 2. Dharma. 3. Ariya Sangha. 4. One's own practice. 5. Speculation on the past life with self-view. Sayadaw said only mind and body exist. They arise and cease according by the causes and conditions. In this way dispel wrong views of personality, identity, permanent and annihilated views. 6. Speculation on the future life. If beings die with doubt, it is delusion, moha, so the rebirths will be the plains of misery. Teachers are very important to teach their disciples to have right views. 7. Speculation on the past and future, such as, where I came from and where I'll go. 8. Doubt on the teaching of dependent arising, its Dharma procedure, Dharma niyama, the process of present moment to moment of khandhas arising and passing away by causes and conditions. T1. Investigation of things and phenomena seems like the knowledge and developing doubt. Knowledge can make a decision but doubt can't, and the mind becomes like a fork road, two states of mind and can't make decision. It becomes doubt without the power or ability to think, so that you must approach a teacher. Both knowledge and doubt have the nature of investigation in similarity. Doubt comes in for the hindrance of contemplation of impermanence. If it's arising, then contemplate it. Destroy it with knowledge. Talking about the eight doubts. Visakicca is ignorance, avidya. It can be a hindrance for the realization of Dharma. It's quite different between doing the practice with investigation and without its practice. Knowledge does the job after investigation and not becoming doubt. If you have doubt, approaching a teacher and clear up the doubt. If we don't have faith in the truth of the teaching, these teachings will disappear first. He gave an example of doubt. I am practicing quite a long time now. Why have I still not realized the Dharma yet? In reality, defilements come in and the yogi doesn't know it and has doubt. Only you can clear up all the defilements come in and will realize the Dharma. T2. Regarding to the past life, we have doubt. Where I came from? What happened to me in the past? It's the investigation of the past. Without the ability to think is thinking with wrong views. In reality, only mind and body happened before. This is never wrong. Any kind of thinking with a person or living being is leading to doubt. Thinking rightly is knowledge. Other faiths are thinking in the ways leading to wrong views and doubts, and after death fall into the plains of misery. It's very frightening. Even some Buddhists died with wrong views and doubts. If you know that only mind and body exist is the middle knowledge, or you are on the middle way. Identity view, permanent view and annihilation view are overcome. No. 6. Doubt is. What happens to me after die? If you don't realize Nibbana, only mind and body arise and only mind and body pass away. With knowledge, Nana, come in become Magga, Vipassana knowledge. If knowledge can't come in and have doubt. No. 7. Doubt is where I came from and where I'll go. All these people never practice. If you become a Sotapanna, you will only take rebirth not more than 7 times. If becoming an Arahant, will know that no more birth again. They don't have any doubt. No. 8. Doubt is doubt in the teaching of dependent arising. The Buddha only discovered it and gave a name to it. Originally it's natural procedure, sabbava niyama, and arising in all living beings. Therefore, have doubt on the dependent arising is not on theory, but on one's own kanda process. Dharma Talks by Mogik Sayadaw, the 22nd of March 1959. Contact and wrong view. Because of contact with the six sense object, wrong view arising from the six sense doors. Independent arising fasa condition tana. This is describing in the process, but we can also count wrong view and anger, ditthi and dosa. Therefore, there is a usage of ditthi tana in the Buddha's teachings. The six sense doors are the very grounds for wrong view. Identity view itself, sakkaya ditthi, does not prevent beings to good rebirths. But the wrong views develop from it, leading beings into the plains of misery. Therefore, wrong view is a fearful dharma. In the early morning, if you start open your eyes, it comes in. A person without mindfulness is led by it, only a person who has strong vipassana knowledge free from it. From morning wake up to sleep time, all beings are moving around with wrong view. At first wrong view, later becomes attachment with wrong view. Ditthupadi equals ditthi upadi. At last die with attachment with wrong view to wealth and family members. With every contact of seeing, hearing, smelling, etc., no contemplation and mindfulness will follow by wrong view behind all the times. Mostly people don't know this point. If I tell you, and you will say, what's the problem with me? But you have to know wrong view can follow up to near the ending of the path of stream entry. Self, atta view is very deep rooted in living beings that they are very difficult to understand or accept not self, anatta. Therefore Sayadaw always helps the yogis to dispel wrong view before the practice. Also, according to some of the suttas and modern yogis' experiences, even they could discern anicca, they were stuck there by wrong view. Difficult to let go, and even they themselves didn't know the reason. Some of them, their inside knowledge even fell down, like the snakes and ladders games, swallowed by the ditthi snake. Dharma Talks by Mogik Sayadaw, the 27th of March 1959. Wrong view and listening talks. Not only listening to the talks of outsiders, other faiths, has wrong views, but also listening to the Buddhist teachings has wrong views. For example, regarding to dana, if I do it, I will get the result. This is kamasakata nana. It can't transcend the planes of asava, taints. It's inside the province of the taint of view, dittasava. The wholesomeness of dana, merits of dana, is called tainted merits, asavakasala dharma, and can't realize nibbana without knowledge, nana. Therefore, do it with knowledge together whatever merits you are doing. The Buddha taught conventional truth was for the kamasakata nana. He taught the ultimate truth, paramatta sakka, for the purpose of path and fruit knowledges. Therefore, with care and not incline towards one-sided. If inclining towards one-sided become extreme, we must distinguish between the province of kamma and nana. The province of kamma is 31 realms of existence. The province of nana is transcending the 31 realms of existence. When we are doing merits, we must be led by knowledge. In this way, kamasakata nana is following behind the leading sakka nana. Without these knowledges, beings are wandering around the 31 realms of existence. Therefore, do not let it be led by tana samadaya, but knowledge while doing merits and goodness. In this way, it will directly give the result to nibbana. If your causes are not good, so are the results. In life, every time we encounter difficulties and inconveniences, don't complain as don't have the good results, but knowing as our causes are not good. When encounter family problems and social problems become stress but don't complain. It's only the beginning and more dukkha will come. You will still have to encounter the dukkha of old age, sickness and death. To get the scales of knowledge must listen to sakka dharma. In this way, when you are listening to talk, you can distinguish right and wrong.